Shalaki Pooky, put out all your horns, all the ladies are coming to see ya.
Shalaki Shalaki Pooky, put out all your horns, all the ladies are coming to see ya.
All around to the butcher shop I go, I cannot stay very long, for if I do, my mother will say, I'm playing with the boys in the corner.
E-I-O, my Mora, E-I-O today, I give her a kick and away she runs, E-I-O today.
One, two, three, me mother caught a flea, she put it in the teapot and boil a cup of tea. The flea jumped out, me mother gave a shout, and in came Johnny with his short hanging out.
Huzz, I was sitting by the fire talking to O'Reilly's daughter. Suddenly I thought from into me head, I'd like to marry O'Reilly's daughter. Giddy-ay-ay, 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 for the one night Riley, giddy-ay-ay. Riley, your own big drum. Well, Riley played on the big bass drum. Riley had a mind for more than a slaughter. Riley had a bright red litter, and I had to get that tie in his lovely daughter. Giddy-ay-ay, 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 for the one night Riley, giddy-ay-ay. Play it in your own big drum. Her hair was black and her eyes were blue. The colonel and the major and the captain saw to the sergeant and the private and the drummer boy too. But they never had a chance with Riley's daughter. Giddy-ay-ay, 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 for the one-night Riley, giddy-ay-ay. Play it in your own big drum. Well, I got me a ring and a parson too, and I got me a scots and a married father. Settle me down to a peaceful life, happy as a king with Riley's daughter. Giddy-ay-ay, 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 for the one-night Riley, giddy-ay-ay. Drum. Suddenly a footstep on the stair. Who should it be but Riley out for slaughter, with two pistols in his hand, looking for the man that had married his daughter. Giddy-ay-ay, 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 for the one-night Riley, giddy-ay-ay. Riley, your own big drum. And I caught out Riley by the hair, and he wrapped his head in a pail of water, fired his pistols into the air, damn sight quicker than he married his daughter. Giddy-ay-ay, 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 for the one-night Riley, giddy-ay-ay. Your own big drum, fresh fish.
And all the harm that e'er I've done, alas, it was to none but me. And all I've done for want of wit, to memory now I can't recall. So fill to me the parting glass, good night and joy be with you. Oh, all the comrades that e'er I had are sorry for my going away, and all the sweethearts that e'er I had would wish me one more day to stay. But since it falls unto my lot that I should rise and you should not, I'll gently rise and I'll softly call, good night and joy be with you.
God bless.
Good
Let grasses grow and waters flow in a free and easy way. But give me enough of the fine old stuff that's made near Galway Bay. Oh, peelers all from Donegal, Galway and Leitrim too. We'll give them the slip and we'll take a sip of the real old Mountain Dew. At the foot of the hill there's a neat little still where the smoke curls up to the sky. By the smoke and the smell you can plainly tell that there's putchine brewing nearby. For it fills the air with odor rare and betwixt both me and you. When home you roll you can take a ball or a bucket of the Mountain Dew. Now learned men who use the pen have wrote your praises high. This sweet poutine from Ireland's green, distilled from wheat and rye. Throw away your pills, it'll cure all ills of pagan or Christian dew. Take off your coat and free your throat with the real old Mountain Dew. Hi diddle diddle di 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 dum diddle do di diddle di di. Hara di 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 dum diddle do di 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 dum diddle do di diddle di di. Hara di 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 dum diddle do di 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 dum diddle di di diddle di di. Hara di 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 dum diddle do di 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 dum diddle di di diddle di di.
I dreamed I saw Joe Hill last night, alive as you and me. Says I, but Joe, you're 10 years dead. I never died, says he. I never died, says he. In Salt Lake City, Joe, says I, him standing by my side. They framed you on a murder charge, says Joe, I never died. Says Joe, I never died. The copper bosses, they shot you, Joe. They filled you full of lead. Takes more than guns to kill a man, says Joe, and I ain't dead. Says Joe, and I ain't dead. I'm standing there as big as life, and smiling with his eyes. Says Joe, what they forgot to kill, went on to organize, went on to organize. In San Diego, up to Maine, in every mine and mill, where working men defend their rights, it's there you'll find Joe Hill. It's there you'll find Joe Hill. I dreamed I saw Joe Hill last night, alive as you and me. Says I, but Joe, you're 10 years dead. I never died, says he. I never died, says he.
Enemy in a boat on the Shanky Road lived a man named William Bloat. He had a wife, the bane of his life, who always got his goat. So one day at dawn, with her nightdress on, he slit her bloody throat. He was glad he had done there what he had, and she lay there stiff and still. till suddenly the thought of that angry law filled his soul with an awful chill. So to finish the fun he so well begun, he decided himself to kill. So he took the sheets from his wife's cold feet and he twisted them into a rope. He hung himself from the pantry shelf. 'Twas an easy end, let's hope. With his dying breath and he facing death, he solemnly cursed the Pope. But the strangest turn of the whole concern is only just beginning. For he went to hell, but his wife got well, and she's still alive and sinning. For the razor blade was English made, but the sheets were Irish linen.
So much for chauvinism, right?
There's a man called Ewan McCall, who's a very fine songwriter. He's also a playwright. And back in the late 50s, he did a radio play based on Romeo and Juliet. It was a kind of a contemporary version of it, set in London. And the play itself contained a lot of songs. This is one of those songs. It's called Sweet Thames Flow Softly.
I'm a free-born man of the travelling people. Got no fixed abode with nomads, I am number. Country lanes and byways were always my ways. I never fancied being we knew the woods and the resting places, and the small birds sang when winter days were over. Then we'd pack our load and be on the road. Those were good old times for a road. Was open ground where a man could live for a week or two, for time was not our master. Then away we'd jump with a horse and dog, nice and easy, no need to go. Well, I've known life hard and I've known it easy, and I've cursed the light when winter days were dawning. But we've laughed and sung through the whole night long, seen the summer sun rising. All you free-born men, all the travelling people, every tinker, rolling stone and gypsy rover, winds of change are blowing, always are going.
traveling days will soon be over. Your traveling days will soon be over.
I'd like, if you would, to picture a scene, a little convent on the outskirts of a small town somewhere in Ireland where nothing much ever happens, you know. It's the same old kind of dull routine, day in, day out. Then suddenly one day from nowhere, a very strange, disheveled-looking nun arrives up to the convent door saying that she has orders to move in. And back in the old days, they probably would have had to think twice about something like that, but you know, in recent years, the number of recruits has been way down. They can't be quite as particular as they used to be. So they take her in, and in the following weeks and months, she totally disrupts the whole routine of the convent with all kinds of weird and bizarre behavior. And finally, one morning, the police arrive with an arrest warrant for this Sister Josephine, and the whole story begins to unfold.
See the child with the golden hair but eyes that show the emptiness inside. Do we know, can we understand just how he feels, or have we really tried? See him now as he stands alone and watches children play a children's game. Simple child, he looks almost like the others, yet they know he's not the same. Scorn not his simplicity, but rather try to love him all the more. Scorn not his simplicity, oh no, oh. See him stare, not recognizing that kind face that only yesterday he loved. The loving face of a mother who can't understand what she's been guilty of. How she cried, tears of happiness, the day the doctor told her it's a boy. Now she cries tears of helplessness and thinks of all the things he can't enjoy. Scorn not his simplicity, but rather try to love him all the more. Scorn not his simplicity, oh no, oh.